Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rip my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kith. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back. We are glad that you are here. And at this moment, the Attorney General of the United States of America, Merrick Garland, is speaking, reacting to the FBI raid on the private residence of former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And we are going to listen in now to hear what Merrick Garland has to say.
Good afternoon. Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, longstanding department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Attorney General, the former president of
FBI agents.
Thank you all for your questions. But as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
So the attorney general walking away from the podium, unwilling to answer questions because that is all that he can say at this time. And what did he say? Pretty much nothing other than stop criticizing the FBI. And oh, by the way, I did personally authorize and approve the raid on Donald Trump's home. There's really nothing that came out of this that gives you or me any more information on what took place at Donald Trump's private residence, other than the fact that Attorney General Garland is absolutely at the most ground level authorizing and approving the investigation. No more information provided. No little breadcrumb there that suggests that they have something that maybe people haven't been discussing or putting to bed, to rest any sorts of accusations that have been lobbied against or for the president or the investigators. You got to ask yourself if Merrick Garland is going to speak on this issue, and ultimately what he has said in this moment is, I'm not going to stand by and let people criticize the FBI. Dude, we were doing that before Monday. Like, you can't come out here now and say all of a sudden, like, this is an organization with the highest of integrity and we will not be criticized, when we know what you did in the moments leading up to the 2016 election. We know from lots of testimony on Capitol Hill how you have had investigations prioritized and squashed, and how it very often has a consistent political lean to how you choose to make those decisions. Who we got? Shannon Bream? All right, let's listen in and hear what Shannon Bream's reaction was to this.
So, of course, very standard. They would leave that warrant and that itemization list on site after they carried out their search, their raid. But here's what is left out of that. There's a lot of underlying stuff, affidavits. Mm-hmm. There is other information that would have been used to go to that judge to justify that warrant. I didn't hear the attorney general say that's the stuff that he wants unsealed. That is the subject of a number of legal challenges and requests by a number of media outlets, including the New York Times. They want to see everything. Judicial Watch, there's another local paper. They want to see all of that stuff. That would give us much more information. So I don't think the attorney general is going to be pressing for that level of detail and all that underlying juicy stuff to be let out. So what he's asking for, it sounds like, is exactly what they left with the president's former president and his legal team. So sure, they could allow that to go out as well. And as you noted, he said that, yes, he approved the search for the warrant or the effort to go get the warrant. That still makes a difference because we've had reporting that he didn't know about the exact raid. Those two things could be true, that he knew that the position, that the department was working toward that warrant. He knew about that effort, but didn't know about the specific timing of the exact raid. So I feel like we've learned a lot of nothing today because mm-hmm. it just leaves us with more questions at this point. Yeah.
Shannon Bream saying kind of what we're talking about there. Lots of questions, not a lot of answers. I want to respond to a couple of people who are reacting here. Lots of people joining us on the YouTube live right now. And engaging in the conversation there. Christopher comments on the YouTube channel and says the law is the law. LOL. Are you suggesting that law enforcement in this country is biased? And I read it that way because that's how I read it in my head when it's written that way. Are you suggesting that law enforcement in this country is biased? Good grief. The Democrats have been selling us through Black Lives Matter that all law enforcement is biased for years. That's your line. Now you're projecting it onto us. Give me a break. Nobody falls for, and that's not true. Lots of people will take the bait, especially on opportunities to chat on social media outlets and so on and so forth. You're telling me that it's an all or nothing. Once again, go back to what I said at the beginning of this show. All or nothings don't exist in these conversations unless you give in to them. And anybody who wants to put you in a position where you have to go all in or all out on something is trying to trap you because they don't have anything else. They have nothing else to bring to the table in the conversation. They don't give a crap about law enforcement. They don't give a crap about the people who are being investigated potentially for political purposes, potentially not. As I've said a million times, this show, give us from truth. Give us some facts. Let's wait until we find out what happens. Christopher and everybody else who is crawling out from under their troll bridges right now and has something to say about trying to dunk on Republicans because now they're questioning law enforcement. Are you so obtuse as to think that you can't look at what federal agents are doing under Merrick Garland's Justice Department in Donald Trump's private residence and separate that from the men and women on the streets of St. Louis right now who are trying to protect these communities that are overridden by crime and DAs who won't prosecute criminals because they're trying to uplift them for political points, that I'm supposed to not be able to separate the blue uniform of the good men and women who risk their lives every day because you want to win some sort of lame political argument about federal investigators in Donald Trump's private residence? I was not born yesterday. It's such an ignorant, lazy argument, which is why it gets under my skin. It's so incredibly dumb and lazy. Like, work a little harder here. I can rough and tumble with you in some sort of elevated, maybe two steps above, maybe three steps above that sort of drivel, where you're going to come and say that law enforcement is law enforcement, and you're either for them or against them. Well, you go first. Are you for them or are you against them? Do blue lives matter or not? You speak and then I will, because I have plenty to say on it and I've been saying it the whole freaking time. This is the kind of stuff that these situations devolve into. And am I participating in it for a little bit? Yeah, you wrestle with the pig, you both get dirty, but the pig likes it and I'm wrestling right now, so fine. We don't live in an all or nothing world. We live in a world of immense gray area. And people who are not willing to meet in the gray area and care more about one another than they care about whether it's the black or the white of it, those people suck. Don't be one of them. Don't participate in it. Shame on me for doing it right now. Ryan, what'd you think about what Merrick Garland didn't say?
Yeah, he didn't really say much. The one nugget at the very, it might have been the first sentence he said, that he was going to put in a request for unsealing the search warrant, was really the only thing that we may get beyond today. But then I thought he was saying that he was going to unseal it for himself, but then he went on to say that I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. So my assumption is that he's going to ask that that search warrant be made public.
Yeah, yes.
So that's movement in a direction of some light being shed on the matter, but it really wasn't much, like you said.
Brad?
Yeah, a couple thoughts here. First thought is what a waste of my time. I mean, come out, if you're going to come out and say something, come out and say something. Don't come out and be like the only like new piece of information, the only real piece of information we got from him was that he actually signed off on the warrant. And then he wants to come out and be like, hey, don't pick on my FBI people. I don't care. Don't do stuff that looks shady and you won't get picked on.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Shady, no.
Shady. That's real close.
Slim Shady.
I agree with both.
And the thing is and this is just the producer side of me. We waited over 30 minutes for him to be late to tell us absolutely nothing.
You know what? I've noticed.
Be on time.
All of the people who have produced this show or any show that I've ever been on hate the lateness. Like, it gets under a producer's skin, unlike it gets under anybody other's. I was watching I think it was, who was it? Sandra Smith, I think, was on the previous hour waiting for this to happen, and I was just watching her. I'm like, I see you, girl. I know what you're going through. Just keep talking. Get some guests in here to discuss the issue. We're going to take a quick break, but before we do, it is that time. We're going to give away a four-pack of tickets to see Tyrus and to see him wrestle on August 28th at 2 o'clock. Do you want to win? We'll be caller number 15 at 314-241-9797. That's 314-241-9797. Caller number 15 is going to win the next four-pack to see Tyrus as he wrestles in St. Louis at the end of the month. Don't go away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe. I can show you what you want.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Now the YouTube live chat's getting all out of control. So I'm getting insulted in ways that I don't actually even understand. And someone said that the Astros are going to win the World Series. So I think I'm done over there for right now. Astros!
That's fake news.
Mark!
And I know who that is.
I do too. Don't come here and start that kind of problem. I can't fight all these fights at once. I'm just kidding. If you're on the YouTube live chat, we appreciate you being there. And we want you to vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Do you support federal term limits? Yes or no? What do you guys make of this accusation? Because I've seen it today from Christopher on the YouTube live chat, but I've seen it from other people as well. Oh, look, the Republicans are criticizing law enforcement. What do you think about that, Brad?
No, we're not criticizing law enforcement. We're not criticizing the rank and file members of the FBI and, you know, the officers who patrol the streets, the officers who watch our show and comment, hi, Officer Gary. We're criticizing the Biden Department of Justice. We're criticizing Merrick Garland, who was put in place and confirmed by Democrats, by Joseph R. Biden. That's who we're criticizing. And those change every time the president changes. And sometimes they change during the presidency, like they did with Trump. They changed several times. It's the same accusations that leftists hurled at William Barr. Well, not so much at Jeff Sessions, because he kind of recused himself and just didn't do anything as the attorney general. But to not realize that in a political appointee is not going to be political, and to not serve the executive branch under which he was appointed is insane.
I think if this is a really, really good point by a different Kevin on the YouTube channel, says Kevin Day says, exactly, Annie, we are listening to argue and not listening to understand. You know, have I not been saying this entire show, Brad? You've been in here the whole time.
The whole time.
That we need to be willing to wait and listen for the facts.
Yes.
And the point that I made at the beginning of the show, which I thought was important to say at the beginning of the show, is that we only know so much. There are a few things that we know. There are very few things that we actually know about what took place at Mar-a-Lago. And if you want to take what we know and put it in the context of what has happened previously with the investigative departments in our federal government against Donald Trump on completely and totally fabricated pieces of information. You have the free opportunity in this country to do that, to look at the whole body of work, the things you know, the things that you have researched or have paid attention to as they've developed. You can take what we know now, which is even just an itty bitty bit of information, and put it in the context of everything else and come to your own conclusion. That's fine. There are people who are doing this on both sides of the issue. You can take the body of work that you know, especially if you're somebody who detests Donald Trump, and you can take the idea that his home was raided by the FBI, and you can put this into what you understand in your collection of information and come to a different conclusion. There's nothing wrong with that. But before you take that into a conversation and try to slap somebody across the face with it, maybe wait for more information. I've been saying this entire show. Why is that something that ends up having to be reiterated? People are full of assumptions. Like I said, hot takes are all over the place right now. People are diving into this, and they woke up on Monday morning before they knew that Mar-a-Lago was raided, and they knew how they felt about the story. I get it. That's human nature. You have emotions, and you also have the mental capacity to take in real information, and it's up to you to put those things together and come up with your own conclusion. And your conclusion might include wild and crazy conspiracy theories, but don't go to another human being and try to win an argument with them that's going to produce absolutely no good for anybody. Everyone's going to go home and have the same jerseys they got up and put on in that same morning when we don't actually have facts. That's not a pro-Trump or anti-Trump statement. That's just the way we should be doing it. I don't know, Ryan. What do you think?
Well, I think concerning the law enforcement argument, to take politics out of it, which is really impossible to do, but to attempt to and just look at the numbers, consider how many police officers there are in the country. Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of police officers across this entire country. All of them to be conspiring, even if just ideologically, against minorities. Think about how tough that would be to pull off. Then think about how much easier it would be by the numbers to just have maybe half a dozen to a dozen corrupt agents together in Washington, D.C. running a bureau. It's so much more likely that those few people, and maybe it's beyond a dozen, maybe it's even more than that, but by the numbers, those people right there in Washington, D.C., their bosses, their friends, they're all in politics. It's so much more likely that they would be influenced by politics than all the officers in the country that I can't believe that argument could even be made.
The boiling down of the law enforcement question, which is a consistency in social media right now, that we're not talking about even the specific event of what took place between the FBI and Trump and Mar-a-Lago. We're talking about a greater issue here, which is the support for law enforcement. Even the support of or the criticism of law enforcement isn't actually about law enforcement or the people that the argument is supposed to, in theory, be benefiting when it comes from the left. Minorities who feel marginalized by law enforcement in this country. Does that happen? Of course it happens. We've seen it happen. Are there people who profile, are there law enforcement who profile people in racist terms? Yes, because that is a brokenness of humanity and it exists everywhere. There are people in corporations who will profile people. There are people who profile based on gender. There are people who will see a woman of childbearing age walk in to get a job and she won't get the job because they don't want to have to be without her for 3 months, 6 months, 2 weeks, whatever it takes for her to go home and raise their baby. There are going to be people at every job in every industry who are going to look at somebody and make assumptions and profile them. So why would policing be excluded from that? Again, not to be punny or to intend to make light of the situation, but it isn't black or white in this issue either. There is an immense amount of gray area. The law enforcement question in this moment, where you have people who are supporters of Donald Trump on a wide varying degree and spectrum, people who support what he did for this country, who support him, who think he got screwed, who want to see him be the president again, all of those things are okay to be. Those are not sins. You are not, your affection for Donald Trump as your president 45 and as your president potentially 47, liking that, wanting that, appreciating him is not an inherent fallibility in one person's character. You have to say, like anything else, what do you do with that affinity and that affection? Does it become the driving factor? Everything, again, the differential between what is America First, which is a label that Trump put on his agenda, America First, and what is Trump First? If Trump First becomes the priority, I'm out. I've said it a million times. I've said it on this show already. I think the majority of the people listening to me are of the same mind. But you look at the alternative that's in the office right now, it's America Last, and there's no way around saying that. The gray area exists everywhere, and the people who want to boil it down to, are you for law enforcement or not, just don't take the bait. Is it possible that the people who are patrolling the highway right now for people who are speeding are going to racially profile the next person that they pull over? Yes, it's possible. Do I think it happens the majority of the time? Completely, I don't. Is it possible that the federal agents that raided Donald Trump's private residence were doing so at the behest of completely and totally politically minded commands? Yes, it's possible. But back to my original point. Let's wait for the facts. Would it kill us? And if you're going to be on the right side, like, you can sit here and twiddle your thumbs and wait for the facts, then the other people aren't. And if the media is going to cover it one way, no matter what happens, then do you feel good and pat yourself on the back for waiting for the facts and coming to an educated perspective and conclusion? Or do you wish, I should have been fighting the whole time for my guy? I guess everybody has to answer that question for themselves. I'm going to not spend that time fighting fights that produce victories that mean nothing in the world, in my life. And I'm going to, like, play Fortnite with my kids in that meantime.
It's probably the media environment that we're in, but it feels like, well, why don't we have more information? You know, and then Merrick Garland comes out and says, I'm going to give a press conference about it, and then really doesn't say anything. So it's, in a sense, it's hard to wait for facts because you're like, this is so egregious, we need to know. But usually the law enforcement process does take time. You just think, if the guy's going to come out and give a press conference, put something to rest, which he didn't. You know, he didn't really say anything a few minutes ago.
What's the correct response then to what we're seeing from media on the left? Because, I mean, we've played...
Specify what you mean.
So, like, whenever we listen to... I think I heard a clip from SE Cup today talking about how this is, you know, the next thing. Maggie Haberman basically celebrating, this is the moment, this is where you know. Like, the response from the left is, this man is guilty. Now, in the United States, you are innocent until proven guilty. That's the standard. That should be the default setting. So how should I react whenever the statements out there are, this man is guilty, he's a traitor, he's this, he's that, but there's no evidence to support it, and they're like, you just wait, and it's going to come out.
It's a great question because, like you said, you're innocent until proven guilty. If they're out there saying he's guilty, you have to stop for a minute and think very seriously about what they're saying he's guilty of. Because if you go one way and you prove, well, there's innocence until proven guilty, if you, and you're talking about the specifics of Mar-a-Lago, they go a lot broader than that. You don't even have to actually be guilty of a crime in the legal sense. Donald Trump, to many of these people, is a crime against humanity. The phrase, I heard it on, I think it was Tucker earlier this week, and they played a loop of people in the left-leaning media saying that Donald Trump is an existential threat, which was a very difficult phrase for some people to say, and I was a little worried about my ability to roll it off, but I think I did an okay job. I'm not going to try it again. Can you say it?
Existential.
You have to say it with threat.
Existential threat.
Yes.
Now, I can't say the name of that Icelandic volcano, though. Excuse me. Remember that? When that Icelandic volcano blew up and everybody was trying to say it?
I have no idea.
Okay, never mind.
Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I just know that volcanoes in Iceland are very hard to pronounce their names, but I don't know the specific.
All right. Since that's what we were not talking about, I'll get back to my point. But the idea that Donald Trump is guilty of something, there's a million things that they think he's guilty of. There's a million different ways that they can argue with you that Donald Trump is, in fact, by virtue of existing, guilty. And you're going to have to swat down all of the attacks one after the other. And I'm going to tell you what, that argument does not end. So what I would say to you, if someone is having that conversation with you, suggesting that he's guilty, just say, just for the sake of conversation, what specifically are we talking about right now? What is Donald Trump guilty of? Ask him to specify and then talk about the issue. But if you don't, you'll never win, and it won't ever end, which is evidenced by the fact that it's August 11th of 2022, and Donald Trump is the number one story, living rent-free, like I said, like a tumor in the brain of people, and you can't get rid of it. You've tried to do everything. I mean, you've done experimental procedures to eliminate the tumor that is taking over your brain, and it's grown.
I mean, I literally cannot wrap my head around the thought that Donald Trump is destroying the White House whenever, or destroying democracy whenever he's not in the White House. He hasn't been in the White House. He hasn't been in the White House for quite some time. He isn't saying much on this. He just announced that he had a raid. But outside of that, he hasn't said much about this. He's not doing anything. And everybody's going back to he's destroying democracy. He's an existential threat. I can't wrap my head around that line of thinking.
He just wanted to say existential threat and stick the landing, and he did. And I did it again, twice. Poll results when we come back with Hannah, so you're going to want to stick around for that. You can still get your vote in. Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Do you support federal term limits, yes or no? I would love to hear what you think about this. Hannah's going to read some of your comments when we come back. So go give us a vote. Congratulations to Shelley from St. Peter's. Won the 4-pack of tickets to see Tyrus at the end of August as he's in St. Louis. And we're going to give away another 4-pack tomorrow. So stick around for that. Tickets available to purchase at nwatix.com. And I'll see you there. Let's stick around the YouTube poll results when we come back. Don't go away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
While it's tradition for the DOJ, Martha, to refrain from commenting on active investigations, this case is extraordinary, and Garland is the boss. He could speak at any time. At the same time, though, there are growing concerns about his safety, also the safety of FBI Director Christopher Wray and FBI agents across the country following Monday's search of Mar-a-Lago. Authorities are monitoring social media posts, and they're spotting a significant increase in death threats aimed at agents, Wray and Garland. These threats continue at a steady pace online.
You know, I wonder if it's okay to show up peacefully outside of their homes and protest outside of Christopher Wray's home. And I wonder if the Department of Justice would stand by and support the decision, and if the White House press secretary would support the decision for people who are frustrated with the direction that this government agency is taking things. And say, yeah, if you want your voice to be heard, go to their homes. Do it peacefully, but show up. And continue.
That's a great question.
I'm not encouraging it. I think that would suck and shouldn't be encouraged across the board.
Yeah, it seems like something we all could agree on.
Nope.
No? Okay. All right. Well, maybe they should come out and do a press conference about it and then say nothing. that would help too.
You think Amy Coney Barrett's sitting there right there going, WTF?
Dude, Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, that's
who. That guy. Wow.
He's like, I need a press pass.
It was only attempted murder.
Right, yeah. I'm here to say they didn't succeed.
If you don't know what I'm talking about and you're not picking up on the sarcasm, which is not how you say sarcasm.
Watching the TV.
I mean, it's a dialect. I just sit here and I look at Merrick Garland come out and being like, stop saying mean things about us.
Yeah, that's pretty much what that press conference was.
The whole federal government under Biden's administration was like, show up at their house, be heard. It's your rights, First Amendment right. You should, you know, Roe v. Wade crashed and burned, and that was bad, and you should be heard. And there's like, it's just okay. If Roe v. Wade is overturned and people don't like it, and they're showing up at the Supreme Court justices' homes and protesting around the clock, and they're being asked by members of the media repeatedly, do you have anything to say about this? They can't say, no, that's bad. They can't say it's bad.
Yeah, I'm noticing a theme here overall.
My anger?
No. It has nothing to do with you or Gilbert Gottfried or anybody else.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
But
oh.
It does have everything.
I'm going to go Gilbert Gottfried on you.
Yeah, at the 2:57.
Yeah. off the air. We'll leave it running. Yeah.
Turn the camera off.
Got a whole cup of ammunition she can use.
Yeah, and for the record, when Ryan is afraid, that's what he sounds like. Uh-huh. Like he goes into falsetto.
Yeah. You sound like such a man on the radio. I'm like, yeah, you should hear me off the radio. as if people come up to me and tell me, you sound like such a man on the radio. Like, that's a common thing, too.
That's what he says in the mirror.
Yeah, right.
Gosh darn it, people
singing
like
into
me.
My hairbrush. My whole point of this is saying that it almost seems, and this is a little bit of sarcasm, but
shut up. I am going to yell at you. Come down. It's not even going to be sarcastic. It's going to be straight to the point.
Almost as if people across the board, beyond political lines, beyond national lines, they just don't like double standards.
Yes.
It seems to really make people mad.
Well, Kevin on YouTube says, if the protesters break the law, arrest them. Seems pretty cut and dry to me.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
Yes, get out there and encourage people to do this. Are we all hands in the middle okay with protesting outside of Merrick Garland's home and publishing their addresses and getting groups of people to show up outside Christopher Wray's? Because I, on the record, am not for that.
No.
Don't do it. Either way.
We were against it when it was people on quote-unquote our side. We're against it now. And that's fair.
And also, to add to that, just because you can figure out a way to make it legal doesn't make it a good idea.
But it was it was literally against the law. There are Virginia law and U.S. federal law illegal to protest outside the home of a judge to change the verdict.
That's where you'd think that the Department of Justice, DOJ, Merrick Garland, would step in and say, hey, this is not just, you know, something that is uncouth.
But instead, you get this line about how protesting and speaking your voice is the hallmark of being an American. Not when it's against the law, Merrick Garland. You're the head of the DOJ.
Man, we're
you should know that.
I have an idea.
Let's
do the YouTube poll.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Everybody breathe. Let's do the YouTube poll. Do you support term limits is the question today. With over 200 votes, 93% of the people said yes, they do support term limits.
Wow. That's shocking to me.
7% said no.
I thought it would be the majority would say yes, but 93%?
93% with over 200 votes.
Of a high, like that is a probably in the top three high vote poll. Totals that we've had.
Yep, that was a landslide. Benjamin from Facebook said that he is a fairly new listener and that he loves the humor and differences of opinion on things. Thank you. That's very sweet. He said he had to vote against term limits, but really it depends on the office. Yes for House, but no for the Senate. Officer Gary says yes on term limits to 4-year terms like the president. Bruce from YouTube said we have term limits. They are called elections.
Yerm limits. That's nice of you to correct.
Trying to be nice.
Just kidding, Bruce. That's funny.
We have yerm limits. They are called elections. If we are stupid enough to keep electing bad office holders, it's on us.
So the one thing I'll interject there, though, is that people are elected with the flex of money. Mm-hmm. And it becomes, is it a fair fight when you've been in office for quite some time and your job is to spend time fundraising? I mean, that's what they spend their time doing, way more time fundraising, really, than anything else. That it develops quite an unbalanced, I'm not going to necessarily say unfair, although it's probably unfair, an unbalanced playing field for somebody who wants to come in and make a difference versus somebody who doesn't want to lose their political career.
Yeah, this question to me is one that I really enjoy debating theoretically. And then somebody just comes along and goes, Illinois Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan. And I go, okay.
38 years.
You win.
Term limits.
Yeah, term limits. I mean, that's exactly what you're talking about, Annie, with the money, because you end up getting so much influence that you can do anything you want.
And the longer you're there, the more influence you have, the more money you have, the more influence and money that you put into other races to subsidize what you are there for.
Yes.
As opposed to elected officials are supposed to represent whom? Their constituents, not the party, not the, you know, this caucus or that caucus. Represent the people in your district.
Amy from YouTube says that she abso-freaking-lutely is for term limits. She says that she thinks 3 terms is long enough not to be lame, but short enough to not become an establishment. Larry from YouTube says, I voted yes. Too much time in office, and they forget that they work for us.
Yeah, Larry. That's spot on.
That is. G-Wib says, I support term limits if we can drain the swamp in all bureaucracies. Otherwise, too many newbies might not be able to reign in the lift.
The lifers.
The lifers. I was going to say lifters. Embedded in and running all the federal agencies. Charles from YouTube said 2 6-year terms in the Senate, 6 2-year terms in the House of Representatives. Terry Bell from YouTube says all elected or appointed offices should have term limits.
Terry Bell. I love their cheese.
Edward from YouTube says, I agree with term limits, but in a sense, it is anti-democratic. The voter should decide when a politician's career is over, but it's not as simple as that.
Edward makes a really good point because I don't know if it's been read here or if it's coming up, but you can term limit anybody. You just get them out of office. But again, is the fight fair? It's like a bringing a knife to a gunfight kind of a scenario for new people who want to crack in. And I mean, listen, I hear so much that goes on in Missouri and Illinois state politics. And when people want to run for these state offices and also the federal offices, there's a tap dance that you have to go through to be chosen as the one that the system is going to back. And I am, you know, when I'm privy to these conversations, and I listen intently because my question is always, is this best for the system or is this best for the people? And if having somebody come into the system who is rough around the edges, and doesn't know how to do all the squeaky clean things that a polished, experienced politician knows how to do, that might be the very best thing that could happen, Donald Trump. However, if they can't win because of the system, then it doesn't help to run candidates who aren't polished. So it's the catch-22.
Yeah, and it really is by case. You know, it's never always one or the other because it very much depends on the candidate.
All right, I'll read one more comment. Josh Henry from YouTube says, Brad reinforced my point made earlier. Senator and representatives were intended to be an addition, another job, not your actual career.
Yeah, that too. The idea that this is a career that is in front of people to maintain at all costs is part of the problem. I'm not really like a super pound my fist on the table term limit person, but when I was thinking about the depths of the swamp when I was driving today, I was like, I think that you got to drain the swamp, and the one way to do that is term limits. Thank you for being here today. Mark Reardon's certainly going to have a lot to say about this, and he is coming up next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.